Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Saturday evening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for giving me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of what you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed day. Hey, wherever you listen to me at, I want you to join in with me in prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again for the blessed word of the Lord this day. We're grateful, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Thank you, dear God, for watching over and keeping us. And, Lord God, we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit that is with us. Therefore, Lord, we invite your spirit once again on this broadcast to be with us, to enlighten us, to strengthen us, to help us to understand and comprehend, and help us to see the truth, Lord God, the pure truth, in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, I ask that you will word my mouth for your glory, and I pray that you would touch the ears of everyone that hears. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word today, and today we're dealing with the fourth section, I guess that's the way I can word it, of this overall series that is called Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease. Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease. This fourth section here is titled Health, Healing, Sickness, Disease, The Last Word. The Last Word. Now, I'm about to get into why it's titled The Last Word. I want to open up with a opening scripture from two places in Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, and then Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. If you have your Bibles, I ask that you would join in with me in this. Genesis, first off, we're going to look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. All this together is our opening scripture, or is our scripture from what we're going to launch out from on this type of the section of the series today. First of all, Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, and I know that for some of you who listens to the broadcast, you say, hey, this is unusual time. You're coming on at 2 in the evening. Well, yes, don't forget we're going to have a second broadcast tonight with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens at 7 o'clock p.m. Don't miss that. Amen. And so I'm coming with a earlier broadcast, and you may see me in the future. We normally do broadcasts at 7 o'clock, and that hasn't completely changed. But sometimes certain things come up, so don't be surprised. I pray that you have clicked the follow button if you have been listening to the broadcast, because when you do that, put your email information, what have you, it alerts you every time we go on. So I pray that you have done that as you are listening to this broadcast on this page. If you see the word follow, click on it. It asks for your information, I think email information thing. And the reason why it does that, because that whenever we do a broadcast, you will be notified, okay? And so you see, and at this time, for those of you who, most of you that have been listening, and for those of you who have been following, you guys know that we normally come on at 7 o'clock. That has not completely changed. But however, there will be, has been, and there will probably be more broadcasts done at other times other than 7 o'clock. And the reason being, sometimes things come up But yet still, I still want to get the word out to you. So glory be to God. So the 7 o'clock has not been completely changed. We still be doing most of the broadcast then, but at times you may see me do a broadcast earlier time. Amen. Glory be to God. So Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. Now, this is what the Lord said to Adam. And I'm going to start at verse 16 and 17. It says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." So the Lord God told Adam, every tree of the garden that I got you placed in, you can eat except this one tree. It is forbidden for you to eat off that tree. And he said, that's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, chapter 3 in Genesis, starting at verse 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, have God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden." Okay. She said, "But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in that day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Now, the title of this section of the series is Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease, The Last Word. And the reason why it is titled in connection with it, The Last Word, is because I remember back, I say around about 18, 19 years ago, I had strain or pull a muscle in my back, strain a muscle in my back. And, you know, it was really painful, had me walking a certain way. I couldn't hardly bend. Man, it was painful. And praise be to God, you know, I went to the doctor. They gave me a muscle relaxer that had you so zonked out, it was pitiful. I had to quit taking it. But anyhow, after time, the Lord blessed my back to be better. But one day on my job, when I was walking, I stepped a certain way and I felt, you know, and for those of you, most of you know about dealing with a back injury or something like that, you know that to some degree, not only do the back injury affects, especially if you have it in your lower back, but it also affects of your legs, which is referred to as the hamstring, okay? Talking about the upper back of the leg. And so when I stepped a certain way, I kind of felt it in my lower back, but also that it went all the way down my hamstring. And so I was talking to this particular guy about it on the job, and he made this remark to me. And he said, "Oh, you had to bag it. Oh, you know, you're going to have that thing. You're going to have to deal with that forever." And so I thought about what he said as I went back to my workstation working. And the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me, and he brought the scripture here that I start off reading to y'all here in Genesis 2 and Genesis 3. And the Holy Ghost asked me a question. He said, "Who has the final word? Who has the final word?" He said, "Is it me or is it man?" And that was very interesting when the Lord's Spirit spoke into my spirit that. And this is why this is titled today, The Last Word. Now, I'm about to say something, and I pray that you listen to me real close, because it's concerning this section of the series. And if you take otherwise than what I'm saying, then that's on you. But I ask that you listen real close, for what I'm about to say is in dealing with this series. And I want to say this up front. First of all, we thank God for doctors, for surgeons, quote, for hospitals, and at one point, especially those of the pharmaceutical company at one time, I will put it that way. We thank God for them. Some of them really are people who wants to help people, okay? And I acknowledge that. And they have helped people in many ways, okay? Hear me. Please hear me as I say this to you. But the reason why this series is dealing with also health and healing, because for those of you who have been listening to me on the, part one, where it deals with Jesus' will, you come to understand that it is Jesus' will for you to be healed. And so now we look at it and we must understand that even though God has blessed us with doctors and surgeons and all that, they are limited in their knowledge. And we was not given doctors for doctors to be God in our life. I'm going to say that again. We were not given doctors for doctors to be God in our life. And some of us, sad to say, and I can understand sinners, but I have to say this, Christians, we have treated doctors as if they are God. So when the doctors and them say, you got this sickness, there's no cure, we take their word, you know, as everything. And when they say, well, you don't have long to live, you need to get your affairs in order, guess what? That's what we start doing. And the question is, who has the last word? Now, I'm in this series, I'm going to read some things to you, some research, to show you why that the doctors, the pharmaceutical companies, insurance and all that should not have the last word. Jesus wants you to be healed, so Jesus' word needs to be the last word in your life. It needs to be the word that you hold on and cling on to. Now, if you go to the doctor said, you got this sickness, hey, the proper things to do is say, thank you, doctor, for your diagnosis. Okay? Thank you for your diagnosis. But the greater thing is what I'm going to go with. Thank you for your diagnosis. Amen. This is not going to be a part of the series where I'm sending you out to bash doctors or to get an attitude or be evil towards pharmaceutical people and all this stuff. But this series is to let you know the other side. And see, you got many people, especially among the Christian community, who just uplift one side, and that is, well, you know, God has given us doctors and surgeons. I said, well, thank God for that, but he never gave us them for them to be God in our lives. And plus, you're not letting people know the balance or the full side and the overall reason why the word of the Lord Jesus Christ should be the final word in your life. Okay? Now, if Jesus writes you off, then that's it. Ain't nobody else you need to go to. But if man writes you off, you still have a chance long as Jesus didn't write you off. Amen? That's concerning salvation. If man takes, ain't no way you're going to make it. No way you're going to heaven. Ain't no way you're going to be saved, blah, blah, blah. Well, if it wasn't the word of the Lord, then you still got a chance. You understand what I'm saying? So I said all that to say this. Now, in this series, like I told you, I'm going to talk to you about the other side. And the reason why I'm talking to you about the other side is that to show you why the last word should be Jesus Christ, and the last word should not be your doctor. It should not be the pharmaceutical company. It should not be the health insurance company. They should not have the last and final word in your life. It should be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, I'm going to start off reading this research to you in this part of the series. I'm going to deal with the pharmaceutical companies because what has happened now in this time, the negative aspect and the bad thing that has happened in this time is that especially your big pharmaceutical companies have developed what is called a greed. And they are feeding off people who is settled with a treatment. Okay? Amen. Because, see, the majority of your medicines does what? It treats your cause. It doesn't heal you. In fact, the medical community do not like to pass the word cure or healing or heal around too much. They would throw treatment around like the wind blows, okay? Every direction, they'll throw the word treatment around. But when it comes to healing and cure, and so here's the thing. Many of your pharmaceuticals companies, especially the big-time ones, feed off you being settled with a treatment. And Jesus wants you to be cured. Jesus wants you to be healed, not to be going through a treatment. Amen. If Jesus was all right with a treatment, then in the word of God will point you just to man. You get what I'm saying? But see, Jesus wants you to be healed and not settle on a treatment. Now, I want to read about, and like I said, today I'm starting off dealing with the pharmaceutical companies, and you really need to hear this, okay? And the title of this one today is called The Dark Side of Big Pharma. This is by Dr. Dale Archer, Forbes. I think this is posted December 26, 2013. Okay, this is what it says. It says, last week, British big pharma company GlaxoSmithKline announced plans to dramatically reform the way it sells and markets its drug makers have been operating on the dark side, financially incentivizing doctors and healthcare providers to promote their drugs and compensating pharmaceutical sales reps based on the number of prescriptions written by the doctors they call on. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. And it's not only just going on with British big pharma companies, but here in the United States also. Okay, it's all about giving financial incentives to these doctors and healthcare providers. Okay, based on them promoting their drugs. Okay, and compensating pharmaceutical reps, sale reps now, based on the number of prescriptions written by the doctors they call on. So it has become now about how many prescriptions you would get written up, not so more about, quote, the health of the people, okay? Now, is practice rife with conflict of interest leading to overprescription of medications that may not even be the most appropriate for patients? And it's been the cornerstone of drug marketing for decades. Do you hear that? Granted, it's far better than the 90s when high volume prescribers called champions conjured up images of a Vegas high roller were treated to free conferences in exotic locals and routinely wine and dine at the most expensive restaurants. Okay? Hallelujah. But when you incentivize a salesperson with a hefty bonus check based on the number of prescriptions emanating from their territory, they'll find a way to get doctors to write their drug. You hear that? When you're giving these bonus checks to these sales reps, they'll find a way to get these doctors to write prescriptions. And see, as I read to you, it may not be an appropriate thing for you or whoever to take. But see, now it's become more about promoting the drugs and how many prescriptions you could get written. Now, I got to give this truth to you guys, okay? It said GSK, which is the GlaxoSmithKline, British big pharma company, started implementing these changes in the United States back in 2011 and plans to have the new system completely in place globally by the end of 2015. This new compensation system, which will apply to all GSK sales employees who work directly with prescribing healthcare professionals, will be a patient-focused approach instead of counting the number of pills that are pushed. GSK will also take steps to end direct payments to healthcare professionals for speaking engagements as well as for attendance at medical conferences, explaining the move, GSK CEO Sir Andrew Witty said, "We recognize that we have an important role to play in providing doctors with information about our medicines, but this must be done clearly, transparently, and without any perception of conflict of interest." So they're saying, okay, we see our mistake. This is what they're saying now. But I want you to understand, this thing is not being totally so, okay? But, you know, when some things are exposed, okay, then you'll find that certain companies say, okay, we're going to change what we do. And sometimes certain companies do it because they've been exposed. Sometimes certain companies put up a smoke screen, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I said, as a doctor who in the past have been on the receiving end of an occasional perk, let me go on the record by saying it's time. Most of us in the medical profession have long felt a bit squeamish, get this, about the way drug companies have been doing business. Now, see, this is still going on today now. This was posted in, 2013 by this doctor, and let me give you his name again, Dr. Dale Archer. But he said, hey, most of us in the medical profession have felt a bit squeamish about the way drug companies have been doing business, which, once again, it is still happening today. He says, back when I was practicing psychiatry full-time, not a day went by when I didn't see someone using a charismatic, attractive person stopping by with a briefcase full of their latest products and gifts. The sales reps were constantly in our offices, giving out free samples, setting up promotional material in our waiting rooms, and building relationships. So he said, once, at one time when he was practicing psychiatry, he said a day didn't go by when a charismatic, attractive person, okay? See these pharmaceutical companies, when they send in their sales rep, their sales reps dress attractive. You get what I'm saying? See, I don't know, hallelujah. One time, I said on one of the broadcasts, and I don't know if y'all are listening, I know one time God was dealing with me about people dressing, and he showed me that these two things. Number one, he said people are not dressing to be pleasant or pleasant dressing or to be what? Presentable. They're dressing to be desirable. You get that? They're dressing for attractiveness to be desirable. And so this is what many of these pharmaceutical companies today are doing with their sales rep. Their sales rep are dressing what? To be desirable or attractive, okay? Now, he goes on to say, while some among us have benefited from the dinners and paid conferences, we always knew that on some level it was wrong. See, that's what some of the doctors, you think some of these doctors today don't know these incentives they're getting for promoting these drugs and writing out prescriptions for people to promote for the sale of these drugs that many times the people don't need? You think some of them don't know that it's wrong? They do. He said, even when we told ourselves that the freebies would in no way influence our judgment as doctors or dictate what we prescribe, we all took an oath to protect our patients and put their needs first. But the line between what's best for the patient and what's new, shiny, and expensive promoted has blurred. And that's what's happened today. Okay? Many pharmaceutical companies have blurred, okay, the vision of even many doctors. Amen. Some doctors are prescribing stuff for folks that don't really need this stuff. But what are they doing? They're promoting the drugs of the pharmaceutical companies. Okay? Now, he said, the 2000 landmark study on this title, Physicians and the Pharmaceutical Industry, is a gift, ever just a gift? Now, this is, he said, concluded that simply meeting with pharmaceutical reps was found to impact the prescribing practice of residents and physicians in terms of prescribing cost, non-rational prescribing, awareness, preference, and rapid prescribing of new drugs, and decreased prescribing of generic drugs. He said decrease, not increase, decrease prescribing of generic drugs. Because if you look today, many of your doctors prescribe, unless you come back and tell them, say, hey, my insurance won't cover it, or you just straightway ask for a generic, a lot of us prescribing to you what? Brand name drugs, which cause through the roof. And I'm just going to be straight with you people. Many of them is on the take because they're getting these promotions from the pharmaceutical company to do what? To prescribe that brand name. And see, and many of y'all know what I'm talking about. You either had to come back to your doctor and said, doctor, my insurance said they wouldn't cover it. I need to go for some generic. I used to wonder sometimes, you know, why these doctors would prescribe certain brand name, certain quote, as I call it, high dollar medicines. You know, where you at a point where you end up having to come back to them and say, hey, I can't get that. But see, that's what they did. Okay. Amen. Now, it goes on to say, based on this information, perhaps GSK is not going far enough since they are not doing away with drug reps. So he said, even though GSK say, hey, we're going to change what we're doing, blah, 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 we're seeing is wrong, this doctor say, hey, you know, I don't believe they're going far enough to do what they need to do to right the ship because they're not doing away with drug reps. But at least these reps would no longer have a direct incentive to generate scripts. And to be fair, pharmaceutical reps do serve a need by bringing new information to doctors that may be too busy to keep up. This is key because no matter how principled we believe we are as doctors, we are only human, and the dark side of big pharma casts a long shadow. There can be no doubt when a charming drug rep visits your practice and introduces you to the latest product, it's going to be at the top of your mind the next time you pull out your prescription pad, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you hear that? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. They're sent to make an impression. Drug sale reps is like most of your sale reps, okay? I remember when I was working, this is back in the 90s, I went and took a sales job in the capital city of the state here, Jackson. And they began to teach us. Now, we were selling that business I was in. We were supposed to be selling like ESPN tapes, children books, and stuff like that. And I was like 22 years old, had been saved 3 years, young in the Lord. But I was getting this uncomfortable sense in my spirit because, you know, before you went out to do the sales and you went business to business, you didn't go house to house. This wasn't a house to house sale. You know, you got salesmen that go house to house and you have salesmen that go business, just business to business. Well, this company where you was a salesman, you went business to business, you didn't go house to house. And they taught you each morning before you go out, you have a, I don't know if you want to call it a plant meeting or whatever meeting for about 30 minutes. And they taught you two things. I think it was, one of them was eight ways to make a sale. And the other one, I think, were five ways to get a, you know, it was like getting a person to, quote, make up their mind to buy from you. And I was getting uncomfortable about it. And so this particular guy they had to train me, I went out with him. And I actually saw him put one of these, I don't know if you want to call it, five ways to make a person make up their mind, something like that. He tried this tactic on this woman at this, she was a worker at a nursing home. And apparently he had been to her before, and she must was indecisive. And he tried it on her, and it worked. You know, and I looked at it. And I said, "Wow, that's a man." And I'm gonna tell you, this guy, just for the week, and they were talking about working Saturday. This was just at the end of Friday. He already had made, taking taxes stuff out at that time back in the 90s, $1,500 he already made. And he didn't even work that Saturday yet, okay? And so I noticed that just like this Dr. Dale Archer was talking about the sales reps that come and visit them. Don't think they ain't trained on how to, quote, work you over, okay, to get the sale going. They are. And like Dr. Archer said, you become intrigued by this kind of thing here, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God, since the Holy Ghost. And like I told you before, we're living in the day now that the pharmaceutical company has developed a spirit of greed. And it's all about making money. Listen, I'm going to say something else to you on this. Some of y'all may get upset with this. Hey, if you do, I love you. But this is the truth of the truth. Don't think that these pharmaceutical companies, because of this COVID or because of this coronavirus, ain't making what they call here in America a killing off of this stuff. Amen. They make it, people, they making money. Probably more money than they ever made. Because a pharmaceutical company has become a business of greed of making money. Okay? And this is why they rather for your doctors to prescribe the brand name drugs up front first. Okay? Because a brand name drug costs some money, people. And if you ain't got no insurance, you don't have a chance. But even if you have the insurance, even some of your insurance companies saying, no way. Uh-uh. So now you got to call the doctor up or go back and visit. Hey, doc, I'm going to have to get the generic, man, because my insurance, they ain't paying for that. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, another not this pharmaceutical company, like I told you, is becoming is all about what a big money thing. There's another research paper come out said it's titled Annual Revenues of Top 10 Big Pharma Companies. And this came out what, March the 3rd, I think this is 2020. Glory be to God. And this is what it says. It says, according to market research, the worldwide pharmaceutical market was worth nearly $1.3 trillion in 2019, and the top two pharma companies accounted for around a third of sales, $392.5 billion. Wow. It said below is a graph of this year's top 10 pharma companies ranked by pharmaceutical revenue, along with a table with more on their performance compared with to last year. Pfizer, okay. Yeah, you know Pfizer's in the vaccine thing for the coronavirus. They one of those in there, okay. Pfizer, glory be to God, maintained pole position with full year revenues of $51.75 billion, but sales declined by, what is it, 2% year on year as key drug patent expires. And Ibrance, which is, I don't know if this is a drug, what Ibrance, Palbociclib, and Lyrica, also I think known as Pregabalin, underperformed Swiss pharma giants Roche and Novartis, held onto second and third place, generating pharma revenues of $48.52 billion. Okay. Swiss francs, $50.24 billion and $47.45 billion, respectively. Roche new products, Ocrevus, Hemlibra, and Tecentriq continue to gain traction and offset the impact of biosimilars. Okay, they made money, and these drugs that they made, it's bringing in people. And get this, now this is, these drugs right here, most of, for the most part, most of these are really brand name, okay? They're making, listen, they're making buku, and I know some of y'all don't want to hear this, but this is what the pharmaceutical company has become. They have become, quote, the money-making machine. It's about money now, okay? Amen. They don't want your doctor prescribing you somebody, say, hey, you got a cold, go down to the store and get some ginger root. No, none of that. We want your doctor to write out something where you got to go to the pharmacy for, okay? Now, like I said, I know some of y'all don't want to hear this because some of y'all think I'm trying to straight out bash them. I'm not, but I got to let you know the truth of what's going on. Whether you if you don't want to hear it, that's up to you. But truth is truth. You don't want to hear it, it's not going to wipe away the truth because you don't want to hear it. This is the truth, okay? Amen. And many of our doctors are so connected to these pharmaceutical companies that, hey, let's be straight out. They write prescriptions for stuff that don't need to be written out. You taking stuff that, you know, you don't really need to take, but because it's bringing more of a revenue. And get this, how many doctors you know going to share that with you? Hey, I just made $1,000 for writing out the prescription for you for so-and-so. I'm going to share that with you, a guy. Oh, wait a minute. I wrote out this prescription for you, and I got treated to three free dinners next week because I wrote that. They're not going to tell you that. Come on, people. This is why the pharmaceutical company's word shouldn't be the last word, because their word to the people is that you need us and you need these drugs we're making. And without these drugs we're making, you don't stand a chance. That's the word to you. Okay. Like I said, I'm being straight up with you on this broadcast on this, because the problem with us in the Christian community is that we have done a lot of shortchanging. We are telling a lot of one-sided stuff and not the full truth. You know, God wants us to, our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he wants us to preach the fullness of the gospel. The fullness. You got some Christians, they'll tell you all day about heaven. Thank God that heaven exists. It's a place, a beautiful place. Glory be to God. But they don't want to tell you nothing about hell. Why not? Oh, we don't need to tell them that. It might scare them. Okay, well, if it scared them, it scared them to go right. Okay. And don't get me wrong. We're not trying to make people scared per se, but listen, why not warn them of the other place? Why tell them about one place and they're thinking that, well, I ain't got to receive right now. I'm still going to that place, and don't know nothing about the other place that they die and they go to hell after rejecting Christ. Come on, people. We ain't doing our job. And many of us are doing the same stuff with this pharmaceutical and all this stuff, and doctors. All we talking about, well, you know, God gave us doctors. I said, well, thank God for doctors. And guess what? He didn't give you every doctor. I'm going to put it to you. I'm going to get more straight with you. Every doctor ain't come dealing with him. Let's get that record straight, too. Okay? But some of you, I mean, you know, he gave us doctors. And thank God for doctors he gave. But once again, they're limited knowledge. And many of them now is becoming more and more on the take. Amen. Because these pharmaceutical companies are sending their sales reps out there, even sales rep women that's dressing attractive. Let's get real with this. To look good to that doctor's eyes and smile in his face and wiggle at him a little bit. And now he's in cloud 10. And he's looking at her with desire. And she's speaking and say, hey, we got this drug and we just like you to promote it. And he's going like, well, okay, you know, I think I can do that. Because why? Listen, don't think that these drug reps are not being trained before they leave the pharmaceutical place. Come on, people. They are. They are. And you need to, if you got a person, dog, you need to pray for your doctor that he ain't, quote, so caught up in that thing. I'm telling you. Because that's what's happening today, people. Let's not walk and remain blind. Let's get some sight. And God's word provides sight. Amen. Amen. The word of truth provides sight. Okay? It does. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All glory and honor and praise go to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we don't want to, you know, I guess we don't want to talk about that, okay? We don't want to, you know, get into all that and tell people about that and let them know, but why not? That's part of our job, so that the people would not be deceived. You get what I'm saying? See, God don't want man to be deceived. God don't want his people to be deceived. No, but see, this is what has happened in the day. But see, so many people have shut their minds off to that part of the truth. Yeah. The only part of the truth their minds open to is that, you know, God gave us doctors. That's the only mind that they open to. And now these pharmaceutical companies, as well as with many of your doctors, stuff like this, is sending a message to the people, say, hey, we got the stuff that's for you. And if you don't take this stuff, you don't have a chance. That's the message is to you. And many of us have taken a hook, line, and sinker. And some of us as Christians, just no matter what country you in, people, big time pharmaceutical man, they making money. I mean money to the overflow. And what have they gotten people? People are hooked. And you know one of the things that the pharmaceutical companies looked at? Can I get real with you? Yeah, thank you. Hallelujah. They look at people are not willing to do what they need to do to take care of themselves, but they have become dependent on the medicine. Just like an immune system. You know, if you eat oranges and drink orange juice and eat more healthy, see, we could take different stuff that would help our immune system. But see, many of us, even here in the United States, I ain't talking about just sinners. I'm talking about some Christians. We don't want to try to do what we need to do to keep our immune system up. We want to be dependent on the medicine. So we run to the doctor and say, doctor, I feel the same way, this ain't working. And so our immune system down. And so we won't eat oranges. We won't drink no orange juice. We won't take turmeric. We won't do for inflammation. We won't do none of that, spirulina for immune system. We don't, CMOS. We don't want to do that. We want to eat what we want to eat, and that's anything. All kinds of sugars, anything and everything. That's what we want to do. And we'd rather do that than, you know, take care of our bodies, take care of our health. And so the pharmaceutical company, they've been looking at that for years and say, hey, since they don't want to do what they need to do, take care of themselves, hey, we can make money off this thing. So they come up with these drugs, not the cure. Keep this in mind. Not the cure, but for the treat. Okay? They come up with these drugs to do that. And the people have bid it hook, line, and sinker. And now they can play the game of pawn and chess with the people. They can dangle in front of the people's face and say, hey, if you want this, you got to pay that. You know, some people have been in bondage. When the doctor had written out a prescription for a drug and they didn't have no insurance. When they went to the pharmacy and they found out, hey, your doctor read out this prescription for this. You know, it only takes 3 pills. You only get 3 pills a month. It's going to cost you $200 a piece. And they go, I ain't got $600. Now, you know, to them, their whole life is over with. Okay? You think the pharmaceutical company finna bag up and said, you know what? We were just too high. Or the pharma said, we were just too high. We're gonna slash that down big time. No. Not doing that.
And so now people are running around in bondage, okay? Then you got other people who's in bondage. They have insurance. The doctor have written out a prescription. They go to the pharmacy. The pharmacy man come back, and he says, your insurance will not cover this. That means what? You got to pay out of pocket. And so you say, well, how much is it? $200 a pill. Now your eyes buck. Somebody might have to stand behind you so you wouldn't pass out and hit the floor backwards. Amen. But let me ask you a question. You think the pharmaceutical companies and pharmacy and all, they're going to come back to you and say, hey, we just waivers overcharging. We're going to cut down this. No, they're not going to do that. In fact, you find your medicines are rising up. The prices is going up on it. They're not going to do that, okay? Because once again, the pharmaceutical company has become more of a money-making machine of what? The spirit of greed. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, this is why even many of your doctors, they're not for the natural way of you building up stuff. See, just like, for example, there's a natural way you could build up your immune system. But see, they want you to go by the way through the shots and all this stuff. They want you to do that, okay? And taking these drugs that's given to you. They don't want you to go the natural way. That's why when you say, when you find out there's a natural way to do a certain thing that your body needs, you know, now they might, sometimes they might talk to you about eating more healthy, okay? But the centerpiece is, if everybody ate more healthy, I mean really ate more healthy, which would kill down a lot of these sickness and this disease, then the pharmaceutical company know that they in trouble. Why? Because they won't make no money. Well, nobody need those drugs that they're offering out. This is why man Nathaniel Jordan, who talks about healing through the foods you eat, you know, and he's really coming down on them about what they're putting in our foods and stuff like that. You got Facebook and all of them, you know, banning them or whatever, or cutting them off because the people don't want to hear the truth. And see, don't think that the people that's coming up on here with the online stuff and tell you about, hey, eating right and abstain from certain food, don't you think they ain't being monitored? Okay? Because not only would it hurt the so-called, quote, food industry who making bukus of money, but it's going to also hurt the pharmaceutical company. So don't think they ain't going to have their leaders getting together and say, hey, man, we got to do something about this because these folks, telling these folks to eat right and eat healthy and blah, 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 and they turn away. They don't need the drugs no more. Man, that's money for us gone. We got to do something. We got to stop these people. Amen. Now, see, y'all think this, some of y'all sitting up there probably think, oh, that brother Nate is being a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm being straight up honest and true with you, okay? Amen. Why is it that especially during the coronavirus, how many natural immune commercials have you seen? Okay? How many? Now, once again, I'm not gearing you 100% towards depending on just natural immunity because we need Jesus overall, people. But I'm trying to show you something, okay, where they want you dependent totally. And this is what I've happened with people, and including some Christians, have become dependent totally upon the pharmaceutical company. And their excuse is, you know, God gave us doctors. God gave us pharmaceutical companies. He didn't give the spirit of greed. Amen. He didn't do that. You know, some doctors, and when I went to doctor, this is one of the questions I asked, but you know, many of your doctors, let's say, for example, high blood pressure, and you ask them, say, how long is I got to be on this pill? They'll tell you, say, hey, for the rest of your life. Like I shared the testimony with you guys back here about when I was used to have migraines, and I was in the hospital at age 14 for a week. And they told me, say, hey, you're going to take a high blood pressure pill. And I asked, how long I got to take? They told me, for the rest of your life. That's what they told me. That's what many of your doctors is telling you about these medicines they're giving you. And instead of them take, say, hey, you know, you can do such, such a thing. You don't have to be on this long. You can do such, such thing. You can get off of this. Well, a lot of them tell you, say, you're going to be on this for the rest of your life. Why? Because, listen, the money, glory to God, the pharmaceutical company, listen, if you keep telling people what to do to get off these medicines, you ain't going to tell me there ain't going to be no big decline in the money that these pharmaceutical companies making. There's no way you're going to tell me that. There's going to be a great decline. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for this day. Hallelujah. That, you know, the Lord has made and created. Thank God for all of you that have been listening. Don't forget tonight, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens at 7 o'clock p.m. It will be an hour broadcast. Look for the advertisement then tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. And I have a fifth section of this, Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease. Lord say the same. It may be a 30-minute broadcast tomorrow. Look for the advertisement then on that. So thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.